Chapter 1. Jocasta sat in the back of the room as befit his rank and standing. If he hadn't listened to Pan and they hadn't been caught, they would have been in the center of the room. But they were both under punishment for the antic. He reminded himself that this was a briefing, not a life sentence. If he was lucky, they would get out of the room without making things worse. "You'd think this would get more interesting," Pen said, reaching back to tighten the pins, keeping her hair under control. "We'll be making rendezvous in 3 days, and we're still not planning a welcome party." She elbowed him. "You get special assignments. Are you keeping secrets from me?" Jocasta kept his eyes on the captain, sure that he would notice the inattention and apply another level of punishment to his hell. "Pretty sure there's no party. We don't have the excess supplies. Maybe later." "Aren't you bored?" "I am, but if we mess up on one of the tiny details, Zeus Rising might collide with us rather than connect. Then where will Dark Prospect be?" "Our ship can take a few bumps," Pen said. She didn't sound convinced to Jocasta. "Be quiet. I don't want to find myself in the brig for insubordination." She sat straighter and the conversation ended. Jocasta smiled. He'd met Pen when he was on an undercover operation and they'd been friends since. She was adventurous and spontaneous. Half the time he went along with her plans to make sure she didn't do something fatal. Everything about them was opposite. She was blonde, fair-skinned, and blue-eyed. He was dark-skinned, green-eyed, and bald by choice. His hair tended toward wild if he didn't shave it, and an officer with an afro the size of a small moon would send a different message than he wanted. No matter what trouble they got in, the captain never seemed to take away the plum assignments. He knew the value of their partnership, even if it upset the order on Dark Prospect. The daily list of outstanding tasks for the rendezvous was winding down. The captain moved to the front of the room as the duty officer covered her final bullet points. When the captain stood alone at the front of the room, everyone shifted slightly in their seat. No one had been slouching, but they all came to a bit more attention. "I know this was tedious," the captain said. "I'm here today to remind everyone of the purpose of our current mission." He nodded to someone, and a chart of the local area of space filled the wall behind him. Jocasta looked at all the blank darkness that crowded the edges of the image and encroached a lot farther into their position than he'd expected. "This map contains our knowledge of the area and what Zeus Rising has transferred to us. As we receive data from the remaining ships, many of the gaps will fill in. Until now, we've been satisfied to roam through space as individual communities. Now we are joining together for a reason. In the last joint report from the ships close enough to send more than a short update, we learned that what started as a 30-ship search for a new home away from the enemy has become a 12-ship retreat from death. Our vessels are aging, and we need to find that new home." The captain paused, but Jocasta knew there would be no questions. "Sir," Pen said, raising her hand. "What trouble is she starting now?" The captain nodded at her. "Yes, Lieutenant Tremarin?" Pen stood. "I think we all agree that this coming together is necessary," she said. "A question has been bugging me for a while, and I can't figure out an answer."
"Ask away, Lieutenant."
The captain smiled as he said it. Jocasta wondered if it was fondness or forbearance. Pen did have a reputation for keeping her cheekiness just this side of insubordination. "When we find a planet, and I would love to be able to settle, don't get me wrong, but..."
"Spit it out, Lieutenant. We don't have time for the fluff."
A chuckle ran around the room. "Yes, sir. The enemy has trouble finding us now that we're scattered. But they still do. Find us, that is.
Aren't we presenting an easier target by coming together, and an even easier one when we set up on a world?
The captain nodded.
I'm sure you aren't the only one thinking that, but thank you for being bold enough to ask.
There it is again. Doesn't he know that he is encouraging her by doing that?
Penn sat. We know the dangers, but right now, if a ship is attacked, there is no one there to help. There is no haven for any survivors. No one uses the escape pods because there is no escape. Together, we hope to present a stronger resistance, perhaps a deterrent. And by the time we find a home, we hope to have outrun the enemy, or at least have a long head start. Does anyone know the plan for what we do when we set down? It was our mission from the start.
Penn stood again. The ship will be taken apart to provide for our needs on land. Shuttles can completely gut the ship in 3 days. The shell can be used for raw materials if we have time. But if not, it can be vaporized.
She sat. Teacher's pet? Jocaster muttered. She smiled. We've agreed to alter the plan slightly.
The captain nodded again, and another image replaced the stars. It was a list of components.
When we find a suitable home, we will scavenge all the items except for some samples that we need to be present when we destroy the ships. To be safe, 2 volunteers for each ship will move them to a different area of space. Blow the ships to leave enough trace for the enemy to believe we are all destroyed. The volunteers will return in shuttles. It will be a long journey and potentially a fatal one.
Jocaster stood, and when the captain acknowledged him, he asked, Have we identified any planets that might support us?
Good question, Lieutenant.
The captain's approval removed Jocaster's fears that their last escapade had damaged his reputation beyond repair.
We, the other captains and I, will begin that process in earnest as soon as we have combined our information.
Another hand went up. Julie Ackerman, junior lieutenant, a good partner in the war games Jocaster played in addition to the training simulations.
Sir, may I ask a question?
The captain nodded.
Is there room for any survivors in case of an attack?
The image behind the captain changed again. The 12 remaining ships and a number beside each. As you can see, some of our colleagues are in worse shape than Dark Prospect. The enemy is not the only threat out here. We have an inventory of the skills that have survived on each ship, and everyone can meet basic requirements. If we don't make changes to our mission, we will not live to see a new home.
Julie was still standing. She clearly wanted more. Penn wasn't sure that the captain had even considered taking on survivors. But now that the subject was opened, she wondered too. She didn't ask. Penn figured she'd embarrass Joe enough for one session. The enemy had been chasing them for generations, and no one had ever lived to tell what they looked like. An attack was always a surprise, and always an obliteration. If the price for meeting new people was a boring reminder of what they lived with every day, then so be it.
So, Junior Lieutenant, the answer is, we'll do what we need to. We hope never to face it, but there is room on Dark Prospect for as many as we need. It could mean short rations and tight quarters, but there are so few of us that we cannot refuse shelter. We need the genetic material. And if that's not enough for you, we will not hold on to our humanity if we leave our companions behind.
Penn noticed Julie clench her hands where they rested behind her back. Her face didn't reflect anything but respect. Her body gave away the fact that she strongly disagreed. Penn wondered what she thought would happen if people needed help. Would she be happy to watch frozen corpses float by the screens? The meeting was coming to a close. Penn leaned in to whisper to Joe, but her snappy retort was silenced as a cadet entered. The boy was in a hurry and didn't stand on protocol. He ran to the front of the room,
and interrupted the captain with a few whispered words. The captain stared at the boy and asked him to repeat the message. When the boy complied, the captain paled. Penn's body tightened in preparation for whatever the message brought. She felt Joe come to attention beside her. The entire room went quiet, the small noises made by so many people in a confined space dropping away. The captain sent the boy away and turned to address the officers. Zeus Rising met the enemy on their way to us. Survivors fled in the escape pods. We have information that they made landfall on a nearby planet. We are going to rescue them. Return to your stations and wait for further orders. He marched from the room without waiting for any response. Penn stood and fumbled for support. Everyone was suddenly talking. She needed to absorb the information. A rescue team? A planet? We have to be part of this, she said, taking Joe's arm. Imagine landing on a planet. Not a holographic representation, a real planet. He guided her to the wall where the eddying crowd was thinning. And rescuing the crew and passengers of Zeus Rising, he reminded her. This isn't a joyride. The mission is too important for us, for humanity, to let an inexperienced team go. Penn grinned. Yeah, but everyone is inexperienced. No one has made landfall before. In the 800 years since we left Earth, no one has gone more than a kilometer from the ship. She grabbed his arm tighter. That means we are just as useful as anyone. She was already planning how to worm her way into the meeting so she could volunteer. Penn, Joe said, I don't think the captain thinks the same way. He'll assign it to more senior officers. You mean older, right? She huffed. We should go and tell him that it would be a mistake. Being younger is a good thing. We're more adaptable. I'm not walking up to the captain and telling him how to do his job. If we're lucky, we'll be included. So just let them decide and maybe leave us out of it? Yes, that's exactly what I mean. Jocasta looked directly into her eyes. Don't get us into any more trouble. Penn admitted that Joe was right to be worried. She knew he could lead a rescue team, and she knew there would be an opportunity to show the captain that Penn Tremarin wasn't somebody who lived in Joe's shadow. I promise, she said. I won't do anything that might keep us away from the mission.